Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Wills here. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Whitey Wills here. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ossie Bluge. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jake Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cliff Bolton. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge takes first base on ball four. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wills here. Bluge moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Bluge moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bluge. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. McNair reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Powell reaches third base with a triple. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Wills here is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills here hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bludge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Bludge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills here fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 1 in the game. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 0 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive towards short. Bluch catches it and throws to first to double up McNair. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Bolton reaches third base with a triple. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Russell reaches third base with a triple. Bolton scores. QL goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Senators. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bluge hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russell scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. Travis is hit by the pitch. Mainisch moves to second. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Wills here is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills here is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills here strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bolton hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Johnson moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge misplays the ball. That's an error on Bluge. Johnson moves to third. Fox moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bluge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a pop-up towards short. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney pinch hits for Whitey Wills here. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Moses reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Schult. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Richards now catching. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Travis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Travis moves to third. John Stone pinch hits for Fred Schulte. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to home to get Travis. Powell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John Stone now playing right field. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Powell who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Warsler reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's Athletics, 3, Senators, 3. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McNair bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Warsler moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Henry Coppola now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Warsler scores. One out. It's 4-3, Athletics. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bolton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Lynn Larry pinch hits for Henry Coppola. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins throws to second for one, and Warsler throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Larry scores. One out. It's Athletics, 4, Senators, 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Manish moves to second. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Manish moves to third. Two outs. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Travis moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Link now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Bolton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. QL bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Warsler covering, for the out. Bolton moves to second. One out. Ed Link is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Link hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bolton moves to third. Two outs. Ossie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bluch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bolton scores. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.